There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All the props up. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. 300 ways already to bet the game and the squares. You could win $10,000 in bonus money by playing the Bet Rivers squares. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets. You get a square on the house. Full terms and conditions available. Great house specials as always. BetRiversSquares.com.
Here we go. Let's start this hour as the great Sal Palantonio, kind enough to join us here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
All right, Mitch and Paulie. Doing good on a Tuesday morning after the Eagles won. Man, oh, man. Wow. The town has a major hangover from that party after Sunday night. It was like they won the championship. It was like they won the Super Bowl. There were literally 30,000-40,000 people in the street right around City Hall.
How'd you feel about that, covering it, that the game was decided in the third quarter?
Well, you know, I think it's indicative of just how good the Eagles' defensive line is. So their defensive line coach, Tracy Rocker, is in the College Hall of Fame, and he played on one of the best all-time defensive lines at Auburn. And he is a superior defensive line coach. And they've got some great, great talent. They brought this. I'll tell you right now, and I live here. I get it. I'm close to the team. But why isn't Hassan Reddick in the consideration for Defensive Player of the Year? He's got more sacks right now than Nick Bosa, and he wrecked two playoff games in the first quarter and knocked out the quarterback, knocked out Brock Purdy, eliminated any chance of the Niners winning that football game. So I think it's about the Eagles' defensive line right now. They are terrorizing quarterbacks. They are setting the tone early, extremely physical, violent, speed to power, overwhelming with Reddick. And Brandon Graham, who's had a revitalization, I am really impressed with this D line, guys.
Yeah, you have to be. I mean, all those sacks in the regular season, they led the next closest team, which was the Chiefs, by 15 sacks. Is there any reason to believe that front won't get to Mahomes on Super Bowl Sunday?
Not the way they're playing right now. I mean, I thought that the Chiefs' offensive line did a great job against the Bengals D-line, which was playing at a pretty high level going into that game. But this Eagles front is different. They got all-stars up and down. Their rotation is magnificent, so they have fresh legs. Just at the D-tackle position, you look at it, Hargrave, Cox, Linval Joseph, and Sue. And that's an all-star team right there. And they're rotating in and keeping everybody fresh.
So watching Hurts and being around the team like you are, from afar, it looked like maybe not close to 100%. I don't know what number you would put on that. but as somebody who is very close to this team and you know everything about it, how close to 100% do you think Hurts is right now and he'll be on game day?
Well, let's put a number on it right now. So Tuesday after a game, and his, you know, he played well enough to win, but his numbers weren't great. You know, you look at it and the numbers weren't great, but the Niners couldn't stop the Eagles' run game, so they didn't really have to throw it very much. But he played an important role in that, and I'll get that to in a second. If you want me to put a number on it, I'm going to go 75 to 80% coming off the game on Sunday. Now, he'll have a good solid 2 weeks to rest it and do some rehab and loosen it up prior to Super Bowl Sunday. So it'll be difficult to assess where he will be in 2 weeks, but right now, you know, I was told by Nick Sirianni he is still getting rehab every day. Jalen Hurts is still getting rehab every day, but that he is ripping it in practice. We don't really see practice because we're not allowed to go in and watch that portion of the practice when they're cranking up the passing game. But if you look at the game on Sunday, what was the one throw that was impressive? It was him rolling to his left and throwing deep to Devontae Smith. But other than that, and that ball was overthrown, other than that, he really didn't have any accuracy on his long throw, right? So what does that tell you if he has no accuracy on his deep throws? That tells you that he's overthrowing, perhaps because he wants to compensate for the fact that he thinks he might not have the right strength in the shoulder. You got Beast? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right? So that tells me that he's not 100%, because if he was 100%, he wouldn't be overthrown, because he never overthrew guys during the regular season. So the fact that he's overthrowing says to me, hey, I got to air it out because I'm not sure the strength I have in the shoulder.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And he missed A.J. Brown deep, too. Would have put him up 14
Correct.
To nothing. Yes, absolutely.
Correct.
Mitch asked
Correct.
Me earlier. I didn't have an answer. Who has the coaching edge? Is it Reed or Sirianni? I mean, Sirianni's so aggressive. I love the decision to go for it from his own 34 in a 7-7 game. I don't know how many coaches do that, and it led to a touchdown.
Not many coaches do that, I can tell you, especially in a championship game, right? So, you know, I tend to look at three things in this game in terms of coaching.
All right.
Steve Spagnuolo and the job that he did specifically against the playmakers of the Bengals was truly remarkable. I mean, you got to be kidding me, right? It basically eliminated, for most of the game, most of the wide receiver play out of the Bengals. It was significant. It was a significant difference in the way the Bengals were able to play that game. So that, to me, is the number one thing. And he relies on Chris Jones to get in on one-on-one against who's ever blocking him. So that is pretty good. And Jones, as you saw the numbers, has been tremendous. He was tremendous in that game, getting pressure on. Now, it'd be nice if the referees, you know, the ref called some stuff on Chris Jones. You know, he had a hand to the face, and he body slammed Joe Burrow on that one last play in the fourth quarter. Neither one of those were called.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll have to see how Carl Cheffers. Now, I'm going to put something in your back pocket. Go into Google.
Yeah.
And just look up Carl Cheffers and his history with the Kansas City Chiefs. So when you do that, when I'm on next Tuesday, when I'm in Arizona, you ask me about that. Go in and look. There's some stories that Kevin Seifert, our guy who covers refereeing in the NFL for us on ESPN.com, wrote a really long piece about Carl Cheffers and his history with the Kansas City Chiefs. Could be a significant factor in this game.
We pointed out last week when it was announced he would be part of the crew or the head official cell that he did, in fact, throw the most flags, I think, for the most yards this year. He was at the top last year and very close 3 years ago.
Flag happy.
Very flag happy. Yeah. Correct.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Very funny. That can help in some ways because he's not going to let a guy like Chris Jones get away with stuff. But it also can hurt because late in the game, now you got to worry about, all right, is he and his crew throwing stuff on ticky-tack fouls?
Yeah, yeah. From a betting standpoint and your prediction already, ESPN.com, you like the Eagles. You think the D-line will be too much. Is there a path to tie it into what
you know, you mentioned the younger fans and how the fans are energized because of the betting. And from a betting angle, can you also get there with Reddick for Super Bowl MVP?
Oh, man. That's a good one. You know, if you look at it, the way Hurts is playing right now, right? And the way they're calling the offense right now, right? Which is, you know, they're spreading the ball around, even in the running game, right, Paulie? So you look at it. You look at it, all right, so let's look at it from a statistical standpoint. They had 44 rushes for 148 yards, but not a single runner had over 50 yards. So the way they're spreading the ball around, it's not bloody likely that you're going to get an MVP out of any of the backs if the Eagles win. You look at Hurts. He had 121 yards passing, okay? I mean, unless you're Joe Namath, that's the only way you're going to win the MVP. And by the way, trivia question, Joe Namath is the only quarterback to win MVP in the Super Bowl without throwing a touchdown pass. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Wow. That's very good. Very good.
So Hurts could be the second MVP not to throw a touchdown pass. He didn't have a touchdown pass in the NFC Championship game. Then you look at the wide receivers, right? Not a single wide receiver had over 40 yards receiving. Goddard had 23. Mm. Brown had 28. Smith had 36. So you're not going to get the MVP most likely from a wide receiver. So, you hit the nail on the head. Now that we think about it, extrapolate it out and do it and put some thought into it, it could be Hassan Reddick. Could be.
I took a little Hassan yesterday at 50-1 to win the Super Bowl MVP. And he was so good against the 49ers. Okay, so we don't have to wait till next week.
So what about the fact that it could be 2 years in a row you'd have a defensive MVP?
A Cup won it last year.
Oh, did he win it last year?
Yeah, many people thought it should have been Aaron Donald.
Oh, by you know what? Jeez. Yeah. Cup did win it last year. It should have been that defense.
Right. Should have been Donald. Right. Yeah. Should have been Aaron Donald, yeah. Well, you're the best, Uncle Sal. Thanks for the time, as always. We will see you next week in Phoenix, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You guys going to be on Radio Row?
We are. Yeah, we are.
Oh, well, you know, next Tuesday is my visit to Radio Row. It's already locked in by ESPN. They have me going through. I told them that VSiN's got me. So Mountain Time, that would be what time will you want me with? What time would you want me, Mountain Time?
Well, we're traveling a little bit, so we'll lock it in after the show. How does that sound?
All right, we'll lock it in off the air.
Thanks, Sal. We'll see you next week.
Hey, see you. Bye.
Yeah. Great job.
I looked up the Carl Sheffer stuff, by the way.
Where?
Oh, stories were already written last week before the game was played.
Oh,
Chiefs fans
God.
Not happy.
No.
Win, lose next. I'll tell you the numbers. And also, you're catching 2 points last night, up by 23, 12 minutes to go, and it's a losing bet. Details next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. we're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. We start with the association. No LeBron, no AD. Nets plus one went off a nine-point favorite. And depends when you bet it, but they got there as well. Didn't cover the nine. Blew a big lead. But they get... Oh, they did. Yes, my fault. They get the win and cover in that game as well. And the Lakers have a back-to-back tonight. Suns-Raptors under 228 down to 220. Blazers from two up to five. No Trae Young. That was late. That news came down. And Portland gets the cover. Kings plus two went off the favorite. Beat Minnesota on the road. In overtime, Magic Moneyline plus 360. The red-hot Philly 76ers go down as big favorites in that game. Texas Tech plus one went off a two-point choice against Iowa State. More on that coming up. Texas Baylor under 151 down to 148. That's a winner. And also win some. Jeremy Sohan. I'm going to ask Coach Thorpe about this coming up because this is what he does as a coach. And I know Dwight Howard's people reached out to him years ago to help with the free throw shooting. So Sohan's a first round pick. He was shooting 45% from the free throw line, and the Spurs talked him into shooting one-handed with one hand to keep the elbow in. So what's the big problem with this, though? Ego. Remember Shaq? He wouldn't do granny. He wouldn't, well, I don't want to look stupid. Look ridiculous. You're shooting 40% from the free throw line. So this guy's going one-handed to keep the elbow in like this? Get up to 75%. He's currently at 68% from the line.
They would rather shoot 35, 40%.
And look like
and
that.
And look normal.
Right.
Quote, normal.
Right.
Than do something different and look odd and shoot 70%.
DeAndre Jordan said the same thing. Yeah. I don't want to look like that. You're 40% from the free throw line.
You might start a trend.
What do you? Yes. So good for him saying, I don't care what people think. And this is how I'm doing it. And I'm just going to shoot free throws one hand. And he's upped his percentage. From 45 to 75. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro. Watch the show live. VSiN.com. Eclectic mix. We hit every demographic here. Look at this Ben Fowkes tweet from VSiN. You concerned? In the first hour after the Super Bowl line was posted at Caesars, there were 24 bets of at least $10,000. 21 were on the Eagles.
I'm concerned about what?
The people think it's too easy.
Oh.
21 of the first 24 big bets on Philadelphia?
Yeah, I was looking for alternate point spreads yesterday. The best I could find at the time, Chiefs plus 3.5 was minus 160.
Okay.
I mean, look at where the number's at right now.
Yeah.
It came back down.
Yeah. I think hopefully you continue to see that as well. All right, I'm going in fresh. Great dog video. Getting a bath. He's getting a bath in the bucket underneath that. That is awesome.
Look at
He's
his reaction, too.
Yes.
Opens the mouth. Give me some of that.
Yep.
The paws all over the place.
Right under the faucet.
The bucket's out. Full.
And the bucket's full of water.
Give me more.
Yep. That is a great video. And he loves it. Sure. He's sleeping in the, laying down in the bucket. And the water coming down on him, too, like a waterfall.
We got That's a new great. Dog, a new rescue dog.
Uh-huh.
He's about a year and a half, though. We took him to the beach for the first time ever in his life. I thought for anybody's like 25 pounds, I thought he was going to love it, run around the whole time.
Nervous?
Hated it.
Really? Some dogs don't like water. The beagles don't like
Damn
water.
It.
Yeah. You never know. It's a tough break. Lose some. Wizards Spurs. This died. 234 up to 240. That didn't get there. And 12 straight meetings without LeBron and Durant facing one another.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
It goes back to what? Christmas Day of, I think, 2018?
God. Yeah, that sucks. Lose some. Oh, the Bears fans, right? Patrick Mahomes' dad told the Chicago radio station the Bears told Mahomes they were going to draft him at number 3 overall, but then they moved up, took Trubisky, and it ticked Mahomes off, was the quote. It really hurt him. Oh, what are you doing?
If you can take him at 3, why would you trade up for somebody else?
Raiders told Leinart they were taking him too, and they lied. Oh, boy.
What a joke.
What could have been. Sure, absolutely. How about this?
Why is officiating so bad?
Oh, huh, good question.
This could be one of the reasons. Here's tonight's crew chief, John Higgins. Look at his schedule. Tuesday at Rutgers. Wednesday, San Diego. Thursday, Corvallis with Oregon State. Saturday, Stanford. Sunday, Purdue.
That's an easy turnaround.
And then he did Texas.
Yeah.
What are you? Come on.
Those are easy flights to get in and out of some small college towns.
Of course he's not going to be on his game and not be fresh.
How is it allowed?
That cannot be allowed. It's ridiculous. I don't care what he grades out at.
Terrible. I cannot believe the NCAA says they don't put the kibosh on this.
I was
Come
not
on.
Aware of that. That can't be allowed. Look at that schedule. Guy's doing a game every night and going cross-country with the travel. We're living in a society. Guy sent this in. He was at the Carolina Hurricanes game. The guy's barefoot at the hockey game. He's got his feet up on the stands. Oh, God. I can't. That's from Woody. That's brutal. And look at this. Lose some. I'm going to put this under lose some. It's a dock, right? Look what comes up to the dock. Shallow water. Watch, Mitch. Oh, my God. Is that a Titleist? Look at that whale. I was in that shallow water by a dock?
No, that looks...
Whale shows up? He's right there?
That video was rigged. Come on.
What do you think, Dustin?
Right next to the...
Can that be...
The
yes.
marina or the harbor?
Right, yes, right in the harbor.
Look how big that thing is.
Oh, my... Yes! Well, I've never seen that
how
before.
How deep is the water there?
No kidding. Never seen that before. No, I don't know. I can't be that deep. How did he get there? That is nuts.
Wow.
That the size of that guy. All right. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. There was a horrific beat in college basketball. Iowa State was getting two. They led by 23 with 12 minutes and lost in overtime. I mean, that is brutal.
That
is a moose. That is a moose.
Tom on Twitter says new segment should be called Lock It In with Sal. Guys, you want to lock it in?
Yeah.
What time mountain time next week is good
lock
for you?
Lock it in. He wants to lock it in. Yeah. Put this in your pocket, huh?
Yeah. This one away.
What do you
for
got
next
in
week?
Your pocket? What do you have? Sheffers was on the
you ready for this?
Tampa Kansas City Super Bowl?
Yeah. So he pointed out, guys, just Google it. Google Carl Sheffers and Chiefs. Put it this way. There was a very lengthy story on USA Today written January 24th. So this was before Championship Sunday. Chiefs fans were not happy. Sheffers was on the game, Super Bowl 55, Chiefs-Buccaneers. In that game, the Chiefs were called for 120 penalty yards on 11 penalties. This year alone, good breakdown here. Carl Sheffers accounted for 17% of the Chiefs' total penalties and 20% of their yards this season, including the postseason, despite only working two of their games. Only two of their games. Week 15 against the Texans, Kansas City called for 10 penalties, 102 yards. So he worked two of their games this year and accounted for 17% of their total penalties and 20% of the total yards. My God.
Very good. That's in my pocket, Sal. It's in my back pocket.
That's filed away.
Yep. Yes, it is. A couple other things. We talked about this earlier. I'd like to hear people's top three snacks. You need something, you need it to go quick.
Need it now?
Yep, need it now.
You go into a gas station.
Yep.
What do you go in and grab and get out?
Yeah.
Come out of there with.
I think Twix has got to be on that list. And Pringles. Has to be, right? I'm not a beef jerky guy.
You're not. My go-to was always beef jerky.
Yeah, I can't, no.
Well, you don't like beef jerky?
Snickers, no.
Why? That's not a reason.
I don't like it.
You don't like the taste of it?
No. It's way down the list. Snickers is always good, too. It satisfies, right? On the go, quick, bam, Snickers.
No chance I'm eating a Snickers.
Piece of cake. No chance?
How many grams of sugar? 400?
Come on.
My go-to, this was many years ago, so I'll blast you for the Snickers, but I'll point out this on my go-to breakfast on the way to work for many years. I stopped at the same gas station. It was a kiwi strawberry Snapple.
Yeah.
It was a peppered beef jerky.
Too fruity.
And it was a peanut butter Twix.
Yeah, okay.
I got that 4 days a week.
I was a fan of the Lunchables.
I loved them.
Yeah, you get the cracker with the cheese.
Yeah.
In and out, fast.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I realized, this is probably the dumbest idea I've ever had. What am I doing? 4 days a week, I'm stopping for a... What? Head examined. And I had to boot that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me give you another one, too, I thought of, with guys can't accept everyone using the F word or rigged when something goes against you or a call and you think the sport's fixed. And tinfoil hat guy, you brought up that San Francisco-Baltimore Super Bowl. There's another one. There were multiple members of the Ravens who thought like Goodell made a call to say blackout, kill the lights. It's a blowout. We got to get San Francisco back in the game. I mean, that's the kind of type of people you're dealing with here. Yeah. And in light of what happened Sunday with the football games.
Well, and again,
I mean, you think everything, this fix is in. Something's going on. Something's not right. Like that would actually happen. Oh, we got to stand around with a thumb up our butt for 40 minutes and kill time now with a black, like Goodell wanted that.
It's the go-to excuse when it doesn't go your way.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't accept the results or something. Oh, no. That wasn't me.
All right. Old friend of the show up next, David Thorpe, TrueHoop.com. Is there a solution to solve or ease up on load management that will make people happy?
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
The big game means big plans for VSiN. We'll be in the middle of all the action, broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix. Athletes, celebrity interviews, breaking down the game, props, and more props. Huddle up and watch Follow the Money, Lombardi Line, VSiN Final Countdown, and VSiN Primetime live from Radio Row starting next week. VSiN.com/subscribe. Welcome back our old friend, David Thorpe, at Coach Thorpe on Twitter with TrueHoop.com. I subscribe, you should too. Author of the book Basketball is Jazz as well. And always great to catch up with him on everything related to the NBA. Appreciate the time, Coach. How you been?
Fantastic. It's a great season as we expected. A lot of parity.
Absolutely. How many teams do you think can come out of the West alone?
It's crazy. But we wrote an article back in August saying this was the most like the NFL the NBA has ever seen.
Absolutely.
So far, so good. Living up to that.
You're right about that. So it's been a rough couple weeks here for the NBA, or some will tell you that, based on what's happened with major stars missing games and that Denver-Milwaukee game, which was on national TV. We saw your tweet about calling out media members. Always like to say, back in my day, and this can't happen. And what do you think of the current state of load management and stars taking games off and how this has played out over the last few years?
Well, it's the only solution to a problem that's epidemic in our culture, where our best players are playing far too many games throughout their young life. As someone who's got a 21-year-old college basketball player as a son, we were very careful because I was aware of the science. Because I'm connected to the NBA, I knew that we can't overplay our players. Back in the day, and I'm going to be 58 in 2 weeks,
okay,
we played multiple sports. Doctors have talked a lot about this, that we were better off doing that and then specializing when we're 10, 11, 12, playing tournaments, 30 tournaments a season or more, 5, 6, 7 games in 48 hours, not training the right way, not training in different other sports to allow your muscles to recover and your ligaments to not be bent out of shape, as it were. So our players are entering the NBA with wrecked bodies. This is not my opinion.
Yeah.
This is what doctors who are assessing this, scientists and medical doctors are assessing this. Just look at the guys at P3 and other places. They're entering the NBA with wrecked bodies. So the only solution is to do what they're doing now, which is not let them play in certain games to let their bodies recover, or shorten the schedule. You can do both. We can shorten them now.
Yeah.
We can not play as many games now. I like a 72-game schedule and then eventually get to 58 games. Probably makes the most sense. And then our stars will play almost every game.
Okay, can we get there? Because now, I mean, they're adding games now. We have the play-in round, and they might have they're going to have this mid-season tournament too. So can the owners, and I know Kerr, when they sat everybody out, says, we got to go to 72. Can we get there?
Well, to me, it's got to be the networks who need these games need to understand that their ratings will be higher. They already understand this, when the stars actually play. So you just got to do the math. If the math doesn't work, then that's a different scenario. But I think the math will be better. The games will be more important. There'll be more people going to those games because of it.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers' attendance this year is not great, in part because they're not so good. And also, there's so much. You can make the games more important, have the stars play more games, and have the television ratings soar. I think that's why they'll eventually get to a shorter schedule.
Yeah, and I think they have to as well, because it's only getting, I think, worse. Like, this year is by far. And remember, Popovich did this a handful of years ago with Duncan, Manu, and Parker when they sat everybody, didn't even fly him to Miami, and he got dinged like $250,000 by the league. And that was a huge story back then, but it's gotten worse since then. And when I say worse, I'm thinking about, like, you know, fans, bettors of the sport. We saw it again last night, Coach. Trae Young, 90 minutes before tip-off, not in the lineup. The Nuggets, when they played against the Bucks, they sat everybody. That came out, I think, an hour before tip-off. And you can look ahead to the Bucks when they play the Nuggets on the road. That's a back-to-back after they get the Jazz, so they're probably going to sit everybody. That's, I think, the problem. These teams that only play twice during the regular season and fans want to go out and see Giannis versus Joker, they're sitting in these games, and that's a major issue.
Right. So remember, when Popovich did what he did, he was listening to scientists that I won't get the details exactly right. People can look it up. They worked with an organization that's now huge named Catapult Sports out of Australia. Mm-hmm. And they basically said, you can't help anyone for a decade and we'll pay you all this money and you'll advise us. So science was telling Pop to rest those guys when he rested them. And after 10 years, Catapult now has clients all over the world. There's a lot of competitors. Okay. So again, this was science acting the way they did. I understand the betting aspect of this and just the fan aspect of it. I've seen a lot of Broadway shows. I don't always see the superstar. Typically, I do, and I don't always see him or her. They do have understudies. We need to help our athletes stay healthier, play longer careers. There'll be more guys like LeBron if we shorten the schedule up and allow their bodies to heal. But also, this is very important, the NBA needs to invest in youth sports. They need to tell. It's not just AAU. It's all the organizations like AAU. There's got to be restrictions. Just like when my son was playing baseball, we would have a pitch count. Some of our competitors in the AAU level didn't. These guys would be throwing 90-some pitches or 12 years old. Mm. Most of those guys never made it even to high school. They threw their arms out. Someone in authority has to dictate to these groups and at least let parents know you're hurting your children's future by having all these games as often as you do.
I think that also is troubling is the backlash against the players. Like, it's their fault. Number one, you wanted these guys healthy for the playoffs. You don't want a war of attrition. But the other thing is, some people are saying, well, you make millions of dollars, go out there. What, are they supposed to ignore the training staff and say, the hell with it, I'm playing, I want to play?
Well, okay. Yes, you're right on that, but take it a step further. Literally by definition, if you keep playing, you're going to be gone for even longer. You're risking much. It's not about toughness. These guys are tough as nails.
Yeah.
They're used to playing with pain and soreness. It's a daily thing for them after month one. But by playing, you're putting a long-term thing at risk. And just remember, guys, in something like the Premier League, in soccer, obviously this huge league, all these players are wearing heart rate straps and blood pressure straps. And when those players hit a red line, they're coming out. They come out in practice. They come out in games, because once you cross that red line, which some doctors have algorithms, you know, that set up, their risk for injury goes much, much higher. And now you're gone for a much longer period of time than any one half of one game or one game. So sciences should be in charge of this. Emotion shouldn't play a part of this.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa, the Sports Betting Network. David Thorpe, our guest, the Coach Thorpe on Twitter. And with True Hoop, who would you like? Deadline coming up February 9th. What teams, I know Dallas comes to mind, but in your opinion, teams that should make a trade and try to get a big star or a key component to help their team?
I don't think there's a lot of big stars. We're writing something this week. I'm doing it now. I've got like maybe 70 players that I think can be moved that might make help a playoff team a little bit more, or in some cases, just a team that wants more young guys get even more young guys. You know, basically trade our disappointing draft pick for your disappointing draft pick. But there's so much parity that any small improvement could help you get through a series, which increases your chances of winning the series. After that, obviously, you have to win one to get the next one. So the Grizzlies need depth. Dallas needs help offensively. They need paint scoring. The Clippers, I think they can play with the guards they have, but they don't think that. They probably need to thin their roster down a little bit. These guys don't have a real natural routine in their rotation. I think that hurts them some. So really, every team except for maybe Boston and even maybe Cleveland, I don't love anything Cleveland can do. I think they think Okoro can be that small forward that they need that can guard the Jason Tatums and Giannis's and Jimmy Butler's, whatever, in that league. And so I don't think those teams will make a move, but I think any other team is willing to do something to just strengthen their rotation. Again, it won't be about a star. as much as just incremental improvement.
Can you give us a sneak peek? Like the biggest name or two biggest names that you think might be on the move?
Oh, it's not. I didn't do it that way, but yeah, okay. I think most people think OG Anunoby is unlikely to stay in Toronto. They're, I think, 6 games below .500 now. He is supposedly, I wrote this summer, that I'd heard that he wasn't happy with his potential role. And so he's someone that I think could be on the move. I don't think they'll trade Siakam or Barnes, but Anunoby will really help some teams very, very much so.
Just 90 seconds left, but as a coach and a guy where NBA players have reached out to you to help with their shooting, how good is the Fultz comeback story after his shot was broken, and Sohan in San Antonio going one-handed at the line and going from 45 to 75%?
Well, the Fultz story is great, of course. He's a good basketball player, not a great shooter, but a good player. Sohan, this is how we train a lot of players, especially guys with big hands. That offhand tends to disturb the shot a little bit. So we do one-hand shooting, not normally. Mm. I think eventually he'll put his other hand on there and just really learn to keep it quiet, not move it, and strictly let that strong hand do all the work.
The elbow was the problem, right? His elbow would come. Is that the issue?
Well, every shot is different. It's like a fingerprint. I never worry about elbows necessarily.
Okay.
If your elbow's out, your thumb is below the ball, that's a problem. You want your thumb on the side of the ball, like 9 o'clock if the ball was the face of a clock. So I think that based anatomically for his arm, for him, that must have been an issue. And so, yeah, if you could hold that, think of it this way. You're holding like a pizza tray, like a pizza box.
If you
can't hold the pizza box, it's going to fall off. Something's wrong with your hand placement on the ball. And so really working with that one hand only to balance it is how the foundation of the shot is built.
You're awesome. Great to talk to you again, Coach.
Take care, guys.
Yep. You can read him at truehoop.com. In Pocket Plays, what we're betting coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way. I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
All right. They're coming out. Big menu already up at DraftKings and Bet Rivers. And we'll share a couple good ones in a second. But missed extra point in the Super Bowl, I'll say yes, plus 355. I'll take that. Still concerned about Butker. I think he could yank one in this game. Why not, huh? Plus 350.
I don't like it. No.
You don't like it?
No, find better props than that. Well, come on.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I will say this. I did like this one. Will there be an octopus? Will someone score a touchdown and then get the 2-point conversion? That's 14-1 at DraftKings. Man. Will we have an octopus? Mm. How about that? Not bad. Creative. You mentioned yesterday, will a kick hit the post or crossbar? That's plus 450.
That was up already.
That's another one, yeah. Maybe the extra point will hit the crossbar. We'll go double cash on that one. Let's go.
I like where your head's at now.
All right.
Now you're winning me over. I'm going to go college basketball tonight. God, this is going to be a hold my nose type of game. I know it. But I'm taking Kansas State plus 7.5 against Kansas.
What's the problem?
Kansas State has been involved in a lot of close games. They've won a bunch of them. They beat Kansas the first time in overtime. I don't think that game should have gone to overtime. K-State should have won it in regulation. But they've also had some others where it's like, okay, real tight. They come out on top. Kansas beat Kentucky easily, I thought, over the weekend on the road. Kansas play, they play in a zillion close games. But they were just blown out at home by TCU. I think this K-State team is really good. I know there's a little bit of a revenge factor here. And when it's a 20-point game and, you know, 10 minutes ago, I'm not going to get that Iowa State or the Texas Tech comeback probably tonight. But I just 7.5 is a lot of points. I'm taking K-State in this spot.
All right. In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, Great House Specials. Got the squares up there as well. Posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. You can find these picks with every pick by every host and guest here at VSiN.com/picks.
I've had a lot of people reach out to me already about the opening kickoff. Will it be a touchback or not? Remember, we were all over this prop last year to not get returned, and that was a loser. There's a special K-ball.
Well, it was a bad beat, though,
While he's waving the ball
off. The guy
off
was only two yards deep. He didn't bring it out.
And the ball's not even close to him. He's like, nah, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I look back at the numbers on the year. Butker for the Chiefs had 68 kickoffs. 44 were touchbacks. So 24 returns. That means 64.7 of them were touchbacks. Elliott had 91 kickoffs, 63 touchbacks, 28 returns. That's 69.2% touchbacks. Combined, that is a percentage of 67.3% for touchbacks. That's minus 206 on the money line. Or to flip it, 32.7 have been returned. That equals about plus 206 on the money line. If you go just based on what kickoffs were returned and what were touchbacks on the regular season, plus 170 was the best number that I saw. But you have to factor in the special K ball, right, that we've heard about.
Absolutely. Butker has a big leg.
Yeah.
I know the weather kind of got him in Kansas City, but he should be able to do this.
We've heard he's like kicking a brick, though.
Sure.
Okay.
Who wins the coin toss? Did I hear that right Sunday in the San Francisco game? 20 title games in a row, the team that has deferred, that won the toss? Did I hear that right? 20 in a row?
They deferred 20 in a row?
In championship games.
Wow.
The team that has won the toss.
I didn't hear that.
Now that's what Burkhart said.
Okay.
In any event, but that comes down to it. Who wins the toss and then who's going to be kicking off? Because I could see Butker burying that thing.
Sure. And I'll flip it then, because this is a good job by the palm readers on Twitter. The Eagles returned 30 out of 79 kickoffs. That equals 38%, or on the money line, plus 163. The Chiefs returned 33 out of 83. That's 40%. That's plus 150 on the money line. Combined, 38.9% of the kickoffs were returned by these two teams this year. That's plus 157 on the money line. So if you go based on that, plus 170 would be a good number factor, you know, if you don't even factor in the K-ball that they have here. And again, the thought is these players are going to be amped up. They want to see if they can make something happen.
Right, yeah.
Unless they have specific instructions from the head coach, I don't care. If it's in the end zone, you're not returning it. Right? We want to come out with the ball.
That's possible, too.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want you to get tackled at the 15-yard line, so none of that crap. I would say don't shop around on this, though. Don't be betting like plus 135 or plus 140. You can get, I think DraftKings was plus 170 on the number for that prop.
Yeah, it was on a nice heater. It was on a nice run.
Oh, it was like every single year.
That was just so surprising last year. It's a good bet, and the guy, for whatever reason, I'm not bringing it out, and it wasn't even a deep kick. What would you need for opening kickoff return for a touchdown?
Oh, my God.
Devin Hester, that's available.
100-1?
That's what it is. Okay.
Okay.
Will there be a kickoff return during the game for a touchdown? It's 30-1. Punt return, same. Punt return should be higher.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's only been a few this year.
That's why I was so surprised. Nobody ever returns punts. And yet, the Bengals put her right down the middle of the field for the Chiefs. You know what had to happen on that final drives, the drive for the Chiefs to score? Or for the field goal?
Yeah. There was so much going on there in the fourth quarter. But the missed calls and how the Chiefs even got the ball back was absurd. And that's on Zach Taylor. That can't happen.
I would agree.
You hit Hurts third and 16. There's a minute left. You can't punt there. They go completion, 2 yards, timeout. Cincinnati timeout. Incomplete, sacked. And then they're near midfield after the return.
Yeah.
That game has to go to overtime or you win. You can't give Kansas City the ball back.
We had a great email yesterday. We brought this up. I wonder if Burrow didn't know the clock was running after the play that made it third and 16. The intentional grounding, where P. Ryan, I thought, was in the area,
but
they still called it. He was in the area.
They blew that call, too. They blew the that was roughing on Burrow. They didn't call that.
Right. So he gets to the line. Does he not know the clock is running after an incomplete pass? Because they start the clock again. He would wind that down all the way, because it's third and 16. The odds of picking up the first down are not great.
Hurts was wide open.
Would he not?
Hurst.
He's not going to snap it with 15 seconds on the play clock. He'd probably wind it down to one.
Yeah.
Thinking, if we don't pick this up, we're going to punt and not give them enough time. The whole thing was just,
terrible punt.
Yep. Awful punt.
Yep. But and they had done that too. They had a longer return earlier in the game. Called back with a block in the back. But it shouldn't have been in that position. It should have been a blowout. Kansas City, again.
Well, they screwed up the middle eight.
They butchered the middle eight.
Totally.
Plus the Mahomes fumble, not even touched. The touchdown, don't forget, Kansas City had a touchdown called back too. But you intercept Burrow twice, you can't take advantage. That should have been a blowout.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, though, again, Mahomes said that he tweaked his ankle more on the fumble than any other play during the game. So that's part of the deal, right? He was injured, so was it going to affect him? Some of the responses we're getting you make a pit stop. You go into a gas station.
You
need something to eat. What are your, go-to three snacks that you take? From Tom, Jack Link's teriyaki jerky. You're getting buried on the beef jerky.
Yeah.
But it's everybody's personal choice. I'm not going to kill
like
you for
it.
That.
What do you want
I love
from?
Beef jerky. You don't. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not a beef jerky fan.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Sure. Absolutely.
I go with the nacho.
You can go both. Right.
Okay. Take Five candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Those are solid.
Yeah.
From Indiana Jet. He tweeted out a photo. Oh my God, I got to try these. The Lay's now, they're offering wavy Funyuns onion chips. That is a must have. Well, you love the Funyuns.
Right. I had no idea.
You love Lay's?
Yeah.
The combination?
Lay's a little greasy, though. I prefer Ruffles.
We're getting sunflower seeds as a big one.
Yeah.
I've never been a big sunflower seeds guy.
Sunflower seeds?
No.
Yeah.
This is from Martin. Almond Joy?
No.
Well, he likes his coconut. What's the coconut cinnamon Donettes? I don't even know what that is.
To me, the easiest option, Snickers. It's satisfying. It's a big portion. That's a big candy bar.
Come on, you're 46 years old.
You want something quick.
Cut out the sugar.
You don't have a lot.
It's absurd. You're not 14 years old anymore.
I don't have a lot of options when I go in there.
From
I want
Rick.
Something quick.
Nestle Crunch Bar and barbecue chips.
Yeah.
I do like barbecue chips quite a bit.
Yeah.
The right kind.
Nestle, it's been a long time. Nestle Crunch. Been a long time. We shall dance again. I promise.
So some of the reaction we're getting on the overall snacks that you got.
Twix got to be on the list. Pringles, always a thing of Pringles in there.
I'm not going to fight you on Twix. They're spectacular.
Yeah. You're really taking your life into your hands, though, when you venture out and you go into that sandwich area. God knows how old those things are. Sandwiches and burritos.
Can't do it.
You can't put anything in the microwave, but not a convenience store.
I mean, if those sandwiches have mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, I don't say it.
Might be in there for 2-3 days.
No.
Come on. You got to find better. You got to.
Can't do
don't
it.
Even eat anything. Stay hungry.
Yeah.
If you miss any of the show, you can go back, search Follow the Money wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.